Welcome to Breaking Autopilot. This is Rebecca, and we're having a conversation about how our lives automatically go into autopilot and how we have to intentionally break that. Today, I want to talk about how life's gotten really busy for me and find out whether or not some of the techniques maybe that you don't mind to share with me that you've helped break that cycle. Being a busy life, having kids, having work that's demanding, having some additional interests that I've picked up and I'm very glad to have done that. I'm seeming to run pretty much at full speed. And I also know that I've also wanted more candy bars. I've actually wanted lots of candy bars. And I find myself during the daytime thinking, okay, I just eat a candy bar really quick. But what I feel actually inside when I stop to think about that is a sense of adrenaline from the inside out. And the type of personality I am, that I know that there's always things to do, there's always more that I want to accomplish, there's always things I want to do better, I want to leave it better than what I found it. And so lately I've been working on some procedures at work and writing them down and trying to help a brand new person to be able to follow them and understand them and then not recreate the wheel, basically. If I document it well, then it's going to be a little longer lasting. And so it serves a purpose for the current purpose, but it also serves a longer purpose. And so I tend to think like that. But when I do, my brain is kind of rushing around to so many different angles of it. What should I list this? Should I list that? What about it over here? And this and that. And before you know it, time has passed and I still have many other things that are still on my desk that I need to do. And it just takes longer than you think when you're documenting some procedures and stuff. And so I thought, I just want a candy bar. And then I thought, nope, drink the water instead. Because maybe I'm not really hungry. Maybe that water would fill me up and then that would kill that urge. So I did that in the morning and then in the afternoon. And so I beat that candy bar for the day. And I remember coming home and some words of encouragement with a friend that we're trying to work out and eat a little healthier and stuff. And I said, I really wanted the candy bar today, but I resisted the urge. And then that moment in time there, as I went to sleep and woke up and was reading through some emails to gather my day, come across one that talked about self-control and treating ourselves. And treating ourselves with food, treating ourselves by shopping, treating ourselves by other indulgences that may not always be our healthiest choice. And as I read that person's story, it also hit my story. And I realized that that candy bar was not because I was hungry. Certainly, I was hungry. That wasn't going to satisfy a real hunger. It was merely as a reward for getting to a point where I was starting to get stressed, and I just wanted a happy endorphin kind of push in my brain with that chocolate. And so I had to stop and think. And one of the other parts of what's going on in autopilot for me is spending money and being single and having a couple of kids and activities. And season's going to get warmer. We're going to have more time that we're going to want to do things outside. But even that takes more money to do. It's more activities. And so as I started to think about that at the beginning of the year, my son and Scouts had to do a budget and track that for 3 months. And I started tracking that with him. And I did really good for the first month, even the first and a half month. And then I slipped away and I got busy. And then I was good about just getting to the paychecks and paying the bills and keeping on top of things. Before you know it, I had a 2-week spurt that I just ended up with some birthday presents and more here and more there and thought, what did I just spend on? And it was kind of mindless. And so I was on that autopilot of it. And so the relationship between that candy bar, the relationship between the shopping were probably me driving towards that stressful, keeping so busy that you don't have time to look up and just feeling immediate satisfaction for getting something. You know, it's also rewards like, oh, well, if I've lost 5 pounds, then shouldn't I be able to get this new trendy top? You know, my clothes, I've had some for 15 years and some less and such and on there. But, you know, this was fairly cheap, and so surely I could afford that, right? But when you add that times 5, can I afford that plus the birthday gifts plus this plus that? And it began to add up quickly. And so I find myself at the point of actually saying self-control. And I've heard that more in words, self-discipline. I've heard that more in people's messages as they are talking to me, picking up just on those words that they might use about themselves. And it's making me reflect on myself. And so I wondered, has there been a time when you've stopped, self-reflected, and said, I need self-discipline, whether that's an area of whether that's an area in food, or whether that's an area in shopping? What is it that you needed some self-discipline, and how did you get that? You know, I'm praying about it. And since that's come up in verses, I even went tonight to look at a verse, and it says in Hebrews 12:1, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily strips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping out our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith." So for me and my Christianity, if I look at that verse and relate it to my situation, I can say, therefore, we're surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith. So who are my witnesses? Now, we're all kind of teach each other that it doesn't matter what people think of us and that we are to run our own race. But in my particular situation, I'm very, very cognizant, very aware about the two young ones that I'm raising and their witnessing of me. And so as Jack is learning about budget and going through that in his personal management badge for Scouts, we've talked about those things as a household, and we've talked about whether or not things are needs or wants. But he's not always around to see everything that I'm doing. And so while I may give him the story that I want him to have, the other part of the story I'm probably leaving out, not even intentional. I didn't tell him that we bought a few extra things here or there over the past couple of weeks. And so even when someone's not watching, you know, you're still supposed to be the good witness on there. And I'm not very good at doing things for myself, more so that if I do it for someone else in a lesson or that I can be an example, then that's a little bit more motivation for me. So I can think about that first verse as, since we're surrounded by a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, is about my children and making that important for me. And so if it says, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. Well, right now, what is tripping me up is probably spending. It's probably the area. The food is the candy bar. I realize what's going on, but if I have a candy bar today, I actually had the candy bar. And what I did for dinner is just had good roasted vegetables, some chicken breast, and had a healthy dinner and a salad with that. So that wasn't too worried about that one candy bar for the day based on the rest of my meal plan for the day on it. So I'm not going to beat myself up over that. But my spending is where it's really tripping me up, because it's going to have a bigger effect on not just me, but on the household if I don't manage that well. And so I can't have another two-week repeat of what just happened with that mindless spending a little bit here and there, and it's kind of caught up in the spring moment. So then it says, let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. So how does that relate to me? Well, being single and running a household, that's the race before me right now. That is different than having two incomes. That is different if I were to have changed jobs, or if, you know, if you can relate to a time in your life when you may have had two incomes, or where you had to change jobs. Or I remember at one point in my career, I did change jobs and took a pay cut for work-life balance, and I managed that. So I need to think back and draw on those times when I managed money differently and viewed it differently. And so I need to be intentional with that. Is there a time in your life that you can think of that you broke that autopilot? And whether it was money or food, if you did, if you don't mind to share, maybe you leave a Facebook comment on the page on Breaking Autopilot or on the iTunes or something on there, but to share for those of us that are listening. And trying to encourage each other through this journey. I think what I'll do now is take that budget I started in January, revisit that, see where I'm going with it, make some decisions on stuff that we talked about, whether or not things were wants or needs, particularly as we go into warmer seasons. Do we still need all of the extra add-ons, the internet services, cable services, all of those kind of extra things? Do we really need them, or are we really using them? So we'll think about that and discuss that as a family. And then the pots for the vacation, where are the times when we may not get a vacation like we would have when there was two incomes, but we can still have a weekend where maybe we have one or two nights away and not go as far. And we can still have that family time, which is what we desire, not so much the location, but the time we spend together. So we have to refocus on what the importance is, what the importance where that dollar goes, and be intentional with that so that I don't trip up the whole family by gaining debt that it seems unreasonable to be able to gain anymore. So how do we trip that up? And then it says, we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. So one of the prayers that I probably need to start with a little bit more is asking for that direction, asking for when those impulses come, that I notice that they're impulses, and that I can deliberately walk away and then come back to that. And that includes even shopping at Kroger and things. I know if I go into Kroger, I spend a lot more money walking through the aisles, seeing things that I wouldn't have seen. Same way when I walk into Walmart, I see a lot more things in Walmart that I go, oh, I didn't know they had that. Oh, I'd like to have that cup, that bowl, that blanket, that office supply, anything. It just seems overwhelming. So I avoid those places unless I absolutely have to, and then try to use a list, but I always still pick up extra things, even when I had a quick list to go into the grocery yesterday. And the click list is really something that gives me discipline in Kroger, and I need to use that more, particularly for the bigger shops, so that I can put things in the cart, leave them in the cart, go back and review it, and stick to what the money's going on. It's hard to tell when you're inside Kroger how much you're spending by you're adding stuff to the cart, and you get to the register and think, wow, how could it be that much? When you're doing it through the click list, even though it may have a $5 charge, now that I've done it multiple times, I have a charge that I think they give you three so many free or something like that. But after I did the $5 charge, it's really cheaper for me to still do that click list and pick up those groceries. It's also more time convenient for me, too, than it would be if I were to walk through the store and pick up all the needless items in my cart. So I'll check back with you and see how I'm doing in another month or so. But that is the plan for this month, is to get back onto that budget, realign that, to control the impulses, to realize that's what they are, and to use some different techniques to get up and walk. Today I got up and walked with a friend when I was starting to feel that bigger urge to just overeat and stuff. So what is it else that we can control those impulses by? So before you go, please stop by and like our Breaking Autopilot Facebook page. You can also listen on iTunes, Google Play, and visit our podcast webpage at http://breakingautopilot.libsyn.com. That's LIBSYN.com. Want to continue the conversation? Leave feedback on iTunes or the Facebook page or the podcast webpage. Step out and fly.